If you want to be more efficient and effective while running your business with more inner peace, then working on the core of your issues instead of putting on a band-aid is vital. Welcome to the Business Brain Podcast.
I'm your host, Esty Radford, and here to help you improve your 28 cognitive functions, the 28 things that make up thinking. In each episode, we'll discuss a real-life challenge, why you might be struggling with it, and give you practical strategies so all areas of your life will improve.
Self-awareness is an abstract skill, but it's still a skill, and that means you can learn it. How? What can you do to improve your self-awareness? That is coming up next on the Business Brain Podcast, episode 431. But first, want a super easy to understand, super easy to implement resource on cognitive functions? I got you. Grab a copy of Your Essential Guide to Cognitive Functions at LifeFix University. .com/guide. It's like PIX, P-I-X, university.com/guide. For today's real life challenge, imagine you had another heated discussion with your husband. You don't like this tension and you want to do something about it so you can take your relationship to the next level. Thinking is not one big thing. Thinking is made up of 20 thinking skills called cognitive functions. Naturally, we all have stronger ones and weaker ones, but those weaker ones are making it challenging for us to do what we want to do, including being self-aware. To be self-aware, you need to use multiple thinking skills, including clear perception, that's taking in information in a clear and organized way, searching for relevant cues, that's looking for cues that are relevant for the situation and what's not, and projecting virtual relationships, that's making relationships that aren't super obvious. My favorite way to become more self-aware requires using these thinking skills and is called metacognition, thinking about thinking. Metacognition is about taking the time to think about what you've thought and done. It can be done by thinking, writing, or talking about how you've come to the place you are in, what worked well, and what didn't go as you thought it would, and how you would do it next time. In our real-life example, the heated discussion with your husband, you need to be thinking about what triggered the argument, what caused it to say what you did, how you felt the way you did, and what effect it had on the conversation. You can do this by journaling, talking to yourself out loud, or having a conversation with another person. True, metacognition happens after it is done, but it will most definitely make you more self-aware. And next time you're in an argument, you'll be able to see what is happening faster, and you'll be able to do metacognition while you're in that argument. Here are some questions that I like to ask. These are not set in stone. These are just example type of questions. What caused this to happen? How did I figure it out? What was the biggest challenge? How are you feeling? Open-ended questions that get you thinking about what caused what happened, how you responded, how you felt, and how you got out of it. I'm going to tie this all up for you by showing you how you need to use your thinking skills to do metacognition. If any of these thinking skills are weak, it is going to be a bit more challenging for you to do metacognition, but you can still do it. As you do more metacognition, it will become easier and easier. As you work on these thinking skills, metacognition will become easier and easier. Clear perception is about taking in information in a clear and organized way. When you do metacognition, you need to take in what happened without getting overwhelmed by everything that has happened. If you need to work on these thinking skills, check out episode 427. Searching and using relevant cues is what will give you hints and insight as to why things played out the way they did. So if searching for relevant cues is a struggle for you, metacognition is going to be that bit more of a challenge. Projecting virtual relationships is about making connections that aren't obvious. During the process of metacognition, that is exactly what you are doing. You are making connections between thoughts, sayings, and actions that may not have seemed obvious at first glance. Self-awareness is a skill we don't learn in school, yet it's super important as everything, every sort of change starts with self-awareness. You are not going to make a change if you are not self-aware. You can develop the skill of becoming more self-aware by doing metacognition, thinking about your thinking. The stronger your thinking skills are, the easier it will be for you to do metacognition. Your challenge this week is to do metacognition at least twice this week, either in writing or in conversation with yourself or conversation with someone else. One last thing, metacognition does not need to be done only when something bad happens. Do it after every task or project that you've done successfully so you can learn from it and have great results next time too. Have an awesome rest of your day, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
That's all for this episode of the Business Brain Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it with two of your business friends so they too can gain from it, and you'll be helping us reach our goal of 1 million downloads by the end of 2025. Cheers to peak brain performance.